Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
That he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Never had time for a wife. And he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy, and probably will be for life. Been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la la la, di di da. La la, di di da.
Hey 22, I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. I'm here live at Paul Hahn Piano Store, and since 1913, they have been selling, servicing, and restoring pianos. They're one of our proud sponsors, and this show is all about music made by the piano. So we just heard Billy Joel's Piano Man, a classic from way back in the day. Billy Joel, honestly, one of the most popular artists in the world. He's the sixth best-selling recording artist in history. And that song is really interesting because that's what he did. Just before he got signed, he used to sit in bars like that and play the piano to make ends meet. In fact, the waitress playing politics ended up being Billy Joel's first wife. We've got some great music for you coming up on the show this episode, which is number 88. So thanks for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And if you hear any piano being played in the background, that's because we are live at Paul Hahn. We've got some music from Burton Cummings coming up, a live version of You Saved My Soul. Burton Cummings and his cohorts in The Guess Who, in my personal opinion, and I think that most would agree, really helped put Canadian music on the map. Back when they started, CanCon didn't exist. And if you're listening from outside of Canada, you might not know what CanCon is, but right here where we are, you are supposed to play about 35% Canadian content. And The Guess Who certainly didn't need that because they kept on putting out crazy hits. We've got something called Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, coming up by Ryuichi Sakamoto. It's a request from Shannon right here at Paul Hahn. Right now, I'd like to play you one of the greatest songs of all time by one of the greatest vocalists of all time, accompanied by one of Canada's greatest piano players. Here's a beautiful rendition of Blue Moon by Oscar Peterson and Billie Holiday for your listening pleasure right here on The Jukebox.
Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Now I'm no longer alone. without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you. Let's see if I can recall this correctly. We went together for so long. Every second record on the radio seemed like our song. How we heard each other.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you. it up and tear it down. They're the first to come and the last to leave, working for that minimum wage. They'll set it up in another town. Tonight the people were so fine. They waited there in line. And when they got up on their feet, they made the show. And that was sweet. But I can hear the sound of slamming doors and folding chairs. And that's a sound they'll never know. Up them ramps, 'cause when it comes to moving me, you know you guys are the champs. But when that last guitar's been packed away, you know that I still wanna play. So just make sure you got it all set to go before you come from my piano.
Just heard music from Jackson Browne, The Loadout, from his 1977 release Running on Empty. It was a live record. He had just put out a record called The Pretender in the same year. So it was a big year for Jackson Browne. And I love that song because it really depicts every aspect of the live experience. The audience, the musicians on stage, and of course the roadies doing the loadout. That was a request from Victoria. I'm really excited to play this song for you. It's from one of the coolest piano players on earth, in my personal opinion, because I'm only speaking for myself here, but Professor Longhair was from New Orleans and just perfected that boogie-woogie style that everybody loves so much about that region. So without further ado, here's Boogie on the Jukebox.